FM, WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
twist the wrenches in the corners, lay the planks out for my spine. Whittled down the day to a narrow straight line, crawling at the splinters.
Forgotten country, the new ones for every song we sing. a shadow that's casting across the divide you decide you should ask her to step out into the light. I can sense the motion. She can't feel the toes.
Funny. All my friends think she's a dummy, but For green We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Time. Electronic love ain't what it seems. First you're posted, then ghosted. Who knows their motive? Then you're left high and dry and wondering why. But four-legged love is one for the ages. We give them our hearts and they are sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings, despite their misgiving. Their misgiving. From felines and turtles, they try not to hurt us. Find a four-legged friend for the best dividends. Best dividends. No sweet smiling faces. Almost never. Understanding our moves without attitude. So I'll stay home and struggle as I learn to uncouple and let talking baby, or my four-legged lady. 'Cause four-legged love is one for the ages. We give them our hearts and they are sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings, despite their misgiving. Their misgivings. From felines to turtles, they try not to hurt us. Find a four-legged friend for the best dividends. Best dividends.
That something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
1.5 WMFO.
1, 2, ready, go.
Test. One thing's for sure is I'm
Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
About your mother.